Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Bud Pod 2 for 7.
2 for 7. New year.
Better than.
New year better than. This year, this new year will be better than the last year.
Do you think it will?
Better than. Well, I think I decided to rhyme better than with seven. Better than. New year better than. 2 4 7, new year better
new
than.
New year better than.
Better than. Do I think this year will be better than last year? Well, I suppose it depends on how the 100 or something elections are going to go.
Yeah.
It's the most number of elections ever or something like this in 1 year.
Yes, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, in 2024. And most predominantly the American election and likely the UK election.
Yeah.
But also, what, Germany, Netherlands...
France. Is it France? Am I making that up?
Maybe you made that up. Some big Asian countries. Yeah, so maybe it'll be better, but probably not. And I was thinking early today, actually, what is my sort of conclusion about watching world events over the last few years? And that is that things get worse very easily and better very with great difficulty.
Yes. Yes. Destruction is always easier than creation.
Yes. Things get worse much faster than they get better. And I thought, why is that? And my conclusion is that what we as civilized humans consider to be worse and bad is chaos, the breakdown of order, the breakdown of society, and the universe tends towards chaos. It is hard to set the universe in order, and it will return to chaos, whether in a particle sense or in a societal sense. It can return to chaos in an instant, but order takes time.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. 2024. Chaos is instant. Progress takes forever.
The world will return to chaos. Happy New Year. It's really funny. It'd be a really good card to send out to people. It says Happy New Year on the front. You open it and then pre-printed inside is the world will return to chaos. But in like really frightening sort of Warhammer font. Like, ugh.
And like a bit of, is that blood? There's a bit of blood. I swear there's a bit of blood on here.
Yeah.
And like not in an intentional sense. So you know the writer had blood flying about but didn't want it to get on the letter, but it has.
Yeah, it's blood that's been thumbed away. They've gone, oh, and they've tried to like smoosh the blood away, but it is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blood went, by the way, when blood is smudged, it's so much browner than you expect.
Yeah.
We've been told by movies that blood is red. Blood's brown, baby. Blood is brown.
It's amazing when you watch old, like, action movies or horror movies and stuff, and like blood just stays like fucking raspberry ripple red while it's drying or being splattered around, and
also never dries. It's just always like this gloopy kind of
they make it from syrup
sauce.
They make it from syrup. Yeah. That's why. Yes, that, what was I watching the other day where I saw that there was like a blood stain on the wall, and it was like insane. It was like a fucking Barbie's blood, you know. It was so
a film.
Bright. What was it? Yeah. But I think you're right about the chaos thing. Because in the sense that, like, I mean, think how much work it is to write a book and then how easy it is to burn a book, you know. It's... destruction, yeah, is just easy because it's like that thing isn't there anymore. That's it. That's a goal achieved. Even, like, making a shed out of bricks and then just driving a van through it, you know.
Yes, exactly. Is there anything that can be made in an instant? Instant noodles.
Instant noodles, they're the anti-chaos.
But arguably most of the work's been done for you before your involvement in the case of instant noodles.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything can be destroyed in an instant. What can be made in an instant?
Mistakes.
Of course. A faux pas can be made in an instant.
A little fart.
Speaking of faux pas, how was your New Year's Eve party?
I went to a friend's New Year's Eve party, a friend of my partner's, but now a friend of mine. that's the way it works. You all have to combine your social networks into this crazy octopus.
It's true. It's true. It is odd. I had a similar experience for my New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
I had it at mine with my girlfriend, and she invited some friends. I invited some friends. There was maybe, at the peak of the party, 14 people.
Yeah.
At the start of the party, 10 people.
Nice.
It was actually a lot more party vibes than I expected. I made a big dinner, and I had a lot of wine that had just come in, a lot of Rhone Red that had come in, and I made a big pot, two pots of dinner for everyone. I made, I've been wondering for ages, what do I make that's for a bunch of people? I can make in a pot that can feed up to 10 people. And I was watching over Christmas, I was watching fantastic Christmas movie, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
And near the beginning of the movie, he's driving around with his son because he burns the turkey. And he's burnt Christmas dinner. So he drives around with his son to find somewhere that's open. And he wants to go get ossobuco. And he says, you like ossobuco?
Oh, yeah.
And it goes to an ossobuco restaurant and they're closed. And then I thought, ossobuco? I'll make ossobuco. And ossobuco is an Italian stew of traditionally veal shanks, cross-section, cut cross veal shanks. Made into a stew and served, it turns out, I looked it up, on a bed of risotto milanese, which is risotto made with saffron.
Ooh.
And so I thought, that's what I'll make. So because of the Santa Claus, I made ossobuco on risotto milanese for everybody.
You're so and, influenced by Tim Allen. Delish.
I am. Yeah, I only ever cook what Tim Allen has inspired me to cook. So it's mostly barbecues.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're always going, Well, how did it turn out?
Really good. Delish. Mm. The hardest part was the getting the saffron for the risotto.
The most expensive thing, isn't it? Or
it's one of the most expensive commodity on earth by weight, apparently.
Yeah.
So if a genie ever asks you you can have a ton of anything in the world, what would you want? Don't ask for gold. You want saffron.
Okay. Be a saffron merchant.
Saffron, yeah. And I couldn't find it in the supermarket. And then I went to, you know, Nisa Local.
Yeah.
Which is one of London's sort of micro chains. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you call a chain that only exists in one city.
There's one near me, a Nisa, NISA Local. Awful colors.
Awful colors, incredible range of products.
It's amazing amount of stuff in there, given that it looks like a you can't enter this building, it's made out of pixels building from GTA.
Yeah, exactly. But and then once you go in, it's imagine if you played Jenga with groceries in a full, they covered a room with grocery Jenga.
Yeah.
They've piled so much so much stuff in there, and the variety's pretty crazy. But even there, I was like, I couldn't find any saffron, and there are many, many herb shelves. And on the way out, sort of as a last effort, I said to the guy, you don't have any saffron, do you? And he said, yes, behind the counter.
Wow.
And I was like, huh? And so you have to go to the counter. I said, right. So I went over to the counter.
Like it's whiskey. Cashier,
and said, yeah. I said, do you have any saffron? And he went, yes. And he turned to his left and he reached over and he grabbed me this disc of saffron.
Oh!
And it was £5 for 0.6 grams.
Fucking hell.
And it was from Iran. It had been imported from Iran.
Whoa.
And it had like Persian written on it and stuff. And really shoddily packaged. I mean, the disc thing is in this sort of like Petri dish that was capped. And the painting of the name on the front was so badly done. And I was like, is this okay to eat? But I... and I have to use it very sparingly.
Like drug packaging.
It really was. It felt very illegal.
It sounds like you bought saffron from one of those shops in Camden that sells t-shirts where Bugs Bunny has like a Rasta hat on.
Yeah, exactly. And Also, one of those places. Have you ever been in? I swear, I've been in corner shops where they've sold cigarettes by the cigarette.
Yeah, long time ago. Yes, that used to happen. They banned it.
Yeah,
they banned it.
Well, I've seen them. I've seen places do it post ban.
Whoa, sure. I thought it was illegal. Yeah, because kids would. It
definitely
one.
Is illegal.
Yeah. Anyway,
definitely is illegal. And I got it home and you steep it in water for a bit, and I thought, it's meant to turn the risotto yellow, and it's like, I've put like 5 strands in this. Then I left it sort of steeped in water for half an hour. And then when the time came, I poured it over the risotto, and it just came out golden, and it turned the whole thing this beautiful yellow.
No.
It was amazing.
What?
It worked so well. It worked perfectly.
Is it just expensive because it's old food coloring? It's the only way that they could turn things yellow easily.
I think it's very, very hard to grow, and I think it grows in very small amounts. And in very few places.
What can you taste it? Does it have a taste? Could you be like, oh, now that's saffron?
Yeah, it's got a fragrance and a bitterness. So it's very easy to overuse it. And if you overuse saffron, you end up with very bitter food. So you always err on the side of less.
Oh man!
But I was an adventure in food.
Yeah, you had a very God, what's his name? Italian American walking around Italy. What's his face? Oh wow!
Oh, the bald guy.
The bald guy. Oh wow! That's Stanley Tucci.
We can never. Yeah, we can. He's got one of those names that's impossible to remember for some reason. Even though it's a nice name, it's impossible to remember.
Even
Stanley
though
Tucci.
It's a nice name, it's not easy to remember. Apart from when you watch him eating a risotto.
Risotto.
So you had a Stanley Tucci New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and people seemed to enjoy the food, and then people just standing around drinking wine and chatting, and then the countdown came on, and we turned on the TV, and everyone did a countdown, and everyone went, yeah! And I brought out a cake with candles saying 2024 on them. And that was kind of it. And then it instantly became like quite dancey.
Yeah.
Like my girlfriend put on like a dance playlist and people just started boogieing. I was like, eh? I wasn't expecting it. I was surprised people made it to midnight, to be honest. I was really worried Winnie wouldn't be able to stay up till midnight.
That's why you put all those wizarding herbs in your veal, in your ossobuco, to drug everyone. Yes.
The saffron will raise your spirits.
Is it call it a sleeping
enrich your
herb.
Humors.
That's why you had to get it from behind the counters for making heavy enough food that parties end earlier.
We should today wish everyone in Scotland a happy, according to my account, a happy 2nd of January.
Yes.
Bracket Scotland.
Yes, happy 2nd of January, bracket Scotland, to all our Scottish listeners. Never really understood what that's about.
I think it's Scotland, because New Year's is a bigger deal in Scotland, they just get an extra day of public holiday. I think that's all
interesting.
It is, right?
I read an article about how traditionally New Year's was the big one, or became the big one through like Hogmanay and all that, because they were so sort of, you know, Presbyterian and sort of strict and that Christmas was like very downgraded. Christmas wasn't a public holiday in Scotland till the 50s.
You're kidding.
Yeah, they were.
So people had to go to work on Christmas?
Very possibly. I mean, they went Scrooge and they stayed Scrooge.
Like Bob Cratchit. Everyone had to work on Christmas.
Well, it wasn't a public holiday, so I'm sure you could get the day off, but it wasn't automatically like you cannot work, you know. So yeah, they went Scrooge and they stayed Scrooge. How crazy is that? I mean, England, that was the same. I mean, you know, Cromwell banned it and so on.
Cromwell banned Christmas.
Yeah, as a big party. He said it was idolatrous because he said Easter's Easter's the big one, you know, when Jesus actually did the thing.
I forgot about did the thing.
Yeah. I saw it on like a roundup of the year and I went, oh, for fuck's sake, because now that's in my head again. That's just me and my. That's not how I wanted to That's not how I wanted to start my new year, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I've quite successfully avoided the year end of year lists, the roundups of 2023.
Yeah,
I've been less interested this year.
It's
like I know what happened. I was there.
Yeah, I agree. There's a part of you that just goes, "Who gives a shit about this?"
Although I've begun my New Year's in classic New Year's fashion today, the 2nd of January, started with a new personal trainer.
New PT.
There's a new PT. There's a place under the train station in the Arches by my overground station.
Is your personal trainer a goblin?
Yes. I have to answer riddles 3 every time I want to enter the gym. It's very inconvenient.
You keep telling him that the way you should say it is 3 riddles, and he just doesn't seem to listen, does he? I like the way I say it.
Well, he is Czech, so I guess, you know. Otherwise, his English is very good.
Yeah.
But he is Czech. His name is Philip, but with an F.
Oh.
So I'm, just to prove that he's Czech, he spells his Philip with an F.
Philip.
He's a very sweet man. Do you ever meet a PT and think, oh, you might be too, I'm worried you're too nice, that you're not going to make me do this?
Yeah. Where you go, oh, I thought you were supposed to be a bully, though.
Yeah. He has, what's the word? Well, you know when someone like when a policeman gets shot, they have to go through physical, to heal.
Oh, yes. Rehab.
Yeah, he has more physical rehab vibes than PT vibes.
Right, more like, you can do it. It's, you know, you just... Yeah. Even a single push-up is amazing. Well done.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what you need.
Whereas I need a drill sergeant.
Yeah, maybe that's what you need, though. I feel after... I ate like an asshole for all of autumn. I ate like a fucking forest creature. And then... Christmas.
Well, what, berries and... It's quite healthy, isn't it? Berries and nuts and...
No, not nuts, though. I mean, like trying to get as fat as I can so I can then...
Yeah.
I ate like that. And then Christmas came and I just doubled down. So I certainly feel like I need to go through some sort of rehab, physical rehab.
I ate so much, man. And today, we did like a trial session today at the gym just to like see what my limits were. And I think my limits seem much lower than they used to. And I just started to feel sick after a bit. I was like, what? I just couldn't do it. I was so tired. Yeah. I was just like, oh, God. And you know, whenever you're with a new personal trainer, you're always going to go, I'm not normally like this, I promise. But also, I didn't want to do too well that he makes me work too hard.
Yeah. Where he's like, well, this is your minimum now.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a new minimum. Wowee.
I was like pushing myself today and thought, wait, why am I pushing myself? All I'm doing is setting the minimum he'll let me do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. It's that weird
Who
thing.
Who am I trying to impress?
Yeah, well, it's that funny thing with hiring a PT, which is that you're just constantly fucking yourself up and costing yourself progress and money.
But I think especially if you're a guy and you've got some, you know, there's always a bit of toxicity that makes you think, if I do these trial push-ups well enough, I might get up and he'll go, why, you don't need me at all. Yeah. You're free to go.
Well, you're free to go. Yeah, he takes the handcuffs off you. Why, yeah. I've never seen push-ups done so well. You've done push-ups now. You'll never have to do them again. Like GCSEs, you've done them. You can fall back on them whenever you want.
Yeah, but I need to get fitter, Pierre, and I need to get fitter in 2 weeks because next weekend I'm going skiing for the first time.
Whoa.
Can you believe it?
Whoa.
I know.
Skiing?
I know. Yes, I'm finally going to put all my experience playing Ski Free on Windows 95 to use, avoiding the Yetis on the Swiss Alps.
Wow, that's going to be great. Is it the Alps you're going to?
Yes, there's a place called Les Gets, Les Gazed. I don't know, my French isn't... Well, I don't know when to drop a S's in French and when not to.
Yeah, it's every now and then it's Trixie.
I'm looking at it now. Oh, it's very pretty. Oh, it's very snowy. So Les Gets is a commune in France? I thought I was going to Switzerland.
Swiss border, maybe.
But yeah, I've never been skiing at all before, so we're going to have to do lessons and all that there. I just hope I don't get... So many kids at my private school would come back with casts from skiing, and it kind of put me off, to be honest.
It is. It can be dangerous. I mean, you'll probably ski with more wisdom than, you know, some...
I'm going to take... The thing about me is, and this is a boon, aside from the occasional overexertion in front of a new PT, in the physical realm, I am... I don't know if it's possible to be zero competitive, but I am zero competitive. I'm not competitive at all. Yeah. And I'm very happy to be on the green slopes all fucking week and to hardly move and just spend all day trying to stand properly and not trying anything dangerous. I'm fine. My favorite part of any video game is the tutorial. I used to play tutorials again and again and again. I enjoy easy. I enjoy easy. I don't like things getting less than easy. So I'm very happy. I'm not embarrassed. I don't care if I'm practicing with children all week on green slopes. I don't care. Very happy. So I think that will count in my favor in terms of avoiding injury.
Yeah, I think so. And I would say stretch and do some work on your thighs.
Yes, yes. Right. Have you skied?
Once? Many years ago. Yeah. Your legs are you're tensing your legs all the time, or at least you are if you're me.
And you're sort of crouching all slightly all the time.
Yeah, you're
right?
Captain Crouch.
Woof.
So you better get used to having a sore bottom.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I hope you like melted cheese, fondue. I'm struggling here to remember.
Fondue, après-ski is what they talk about. Yeah. That's little boozy, boozy drinky poos and chocolatey poos and cheesy poos.
Horrible, horrible phrase, cheesy poos.
Yeah. I also like being in a snowy place. I want to be in a cute little snowy place.
I love... in some video game tutorials where the game is in set, it's like a World War II shooter, you know, and you play through the tutorial and it's like basic training World War II. Like, here's your rifle. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. And they've got like a sort of voiceover instructor telling you, but because it's a game, they've got the instructor still saying game stuff.
Oh, like press the E key to look. Yeah.
And it completely like ruins the, okay, private, pick up your rifle. Right click and you go, hang on, what are you right click? What the fuck is going on? How do you know I'm in a computer? You're trapped inside the computer. You can't know this. It breaks the universe open.
Like, I mean, drone operators nowadays, though, that is the training.
That's true. Yeah. Have you ever seen one of these before, private? And it's like an Xbox controller. And it's like, yeah. And you guys, good. Then you'll know how to use it.
Press the shoulder button to obliterate this village.
Okay. Attach the rumble pack if you enjoy a little vibration in
the haptic feedback of war crimes. Haptic
feedback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Good Chris. Yeah, it'll be cool. I'm a bit scared. I'm very scared of doing things that people are meant to do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to do them wrong. Like, skiing feels like something everyone's meant to do at some point. It's such this, you know, there's so much iconography about it. And it just seems to be a marker of a comfortable Western life.
I feel like
if I don't get it right, then I'm not getting comfortable Western life right.
That's interesting. It is very, you should enjoy this. This is officially a good thing.
Yes. It, along with live music and festivals and parties.
Yes, yeah.
I'm like, you're meant to enjoy these things. These are the things culture and literature goes to in order to paint a picture of enjoyment.
Yes. Every normal person finds this fun instinctively, so you'd better. Or there's something really fucking off about your brain.
I kind of feel like it's like the beach, you know. I feel like a failed human because I don't enjoy the beach. And you're meant to just enjoy the beach. It's never clear what you're meant to do there, but you're meant to be happy just being at the beach.
Yeah, cavorting.
Having got to the beach, or it being likely you might go to the beach, it should make you happy. And it never has for me. But what does make me happy is Christmas time. I love Christmas season. I love it. I love that it's dark. I love all the little lights everywhere. I got myself a tree. I trimmed my tree.
Oh, sexy.
Sorry, I hope this isn't getting too personal. I trimmed my tree this year. I bought it also from the Nisa, the local. shop is light is stood on the road. So I've got like I've got a street tree.
And they're harder to train, of course, but they have a lot more character.
Yeah, but you know, at least it's here and not out in the streets. Yeah. You know, where I can keep an eye on it.
If you're,
it's not out there selling saffron on the street.
Exactly. Yeah, next to the saffron dealer you visit in that dodgy shop.
But I trimmed it into a classical cone shape.
Oh, did you?
And it looks so much better. Yeah, just trimmed off. Because you know, you get a Christmas tree and you're like, is that right? And you look like you look at pop culture and then you look at your tree and you're like, huh? And you compare the two and your tree's all like, wah. And like, oh, it sticks out a bit too wide in these bits and it's too narrow in these bits. You're like, this isn't what the cartoons promise. Well, just get a pair of little shears and just clip it into that shape. Cut off the branches and clip it into a cone shape. It looks so much better.
You body shamed your own tree to fit modern beauty standards.
Yes, yes. My tree has undergone cosmetic surgery, which is okay now.
Yes, it is okay now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It briefly wasn't okay, and now it is okay again.
So my body-shamed tree is looking fantastic. I had Christmas with the family. We watched a good few Christmas movies, including Pierre, the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Jingle All the Way. Yes, we put on Jingle All the Way. No. Jamie, you're my best customer. You're my favorite customer. It's so fucking good. It's even better than I remember it.
Yeah.
And I didn't put together that the creepy and very funny neighbor in it is Phil Hartman.
No.
From The Simpsons, who is Troy McClure. Well, who was. He died in 1998. I didn't realize it so long ago.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He was Troy McClure. He's Kent Brockman. And I think he was the greasy...
One, Lionel Hutz.
It's Lionel Hutz, yeah. And he's so good in it. And all these years I watched that movie thinking, this guy's so funny. Only this year I realized that's Phil Hartman.
Oh, man. I didn't put it... Oh. It's crazy. He got murdered in 1998.
He was murdered?
By his wife. Yeah, his wife shot him. Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But like you think, like, oh, well, yeah, that character's been in The Simpsons forever. No, it's just like the first 7 series.
Yeah, I mean, whoever's, I'm not sure who's taken over, whoever took over does a very good Phil Hartman impression, I guess, because I've never noticed any of those characters stop sounding like them.
Some of them stopped appearing, though.
After 1998?
Brockman didn't, but I think maybe his characters never popped up again. I think that's what's crazy about it.
Gosh. Wow. Well, regardless, I think Jingle All the Way is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. And I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes and it's 20%. But I think it's fantastic. I think it's genuinely funny. I think it's... my mother called it... What did you call it? Dystopian.
Oh.
And it is dystopian. It's about people losing their civility in pursuit of the hot toy that season.
Yeah.
The Turbo Man. And people just go crazy. I think it's really funny. I think there's some really funny jokes in there. When he's in a sort of illegal Santa warehouse and they get raided by the cops, one of the elves goes, "It's the Grinch!" And they all scatter. and just this very small, quick joke that they all call the police the Grinch.
That's funny.
I think it's so funny. But no one agrees. Everyone thinks it's a shit movie.
I need to rewatch it, maybe.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's really good.
Okay, I'm going to
Grinch!
I need to rewatch this. I need to rewatch this. It deserves a reappraisal. You should do a Guardian long read. It's time to talk about Turbo Man.
We all need a new Turbo Man.
Yeah. People are asking about Turbo Man, and that's a good thing, and here's why.
The photo of me with my arms crossed at 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Photo.
Yeah, why do so many journalists now pose like they're being announced as a new striker for some team?
The Guardian especially loves the footballer pose for this.
It's so lame.
I need to make them look serious and imposing.
Yeah.
Until you realize these people are all fucking dweebs.
They have to sit and they have to research my essay. Their job is essays. Like from school. And they're trying to make it look like they're like some sort of cross between a footballer and a wrestler.
They wanted to do homework for a job. Isn't that pathetic? That's what journalists are. They love homework so much. They wanted to do it as a job.
Yeah, they said, I love homework so much. I wish I could do it forever.
I want to do book reports for a job every day.
Yeah, it's funny. It's about people who review books, especially, because they're just like, God, if this could just be what life was. That's really funny, man. Yeah. Okay. I need to get back on it. But we should do some correspondence. Some New Year's correspondence.
Let's see what's in our heaving sack.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ring letters, emails, phone calls, correspondence.
Correspondence.
The first correspondent of the Poosmere.
Of the Poosmere. Yes, correct. And we have heard from... How do they sign off? They don't... Let's say A. They haven't really signed off.
A. A very good place to start.
Yes. Greetings from Australia, where it's been the new year for even longer.
It's true. It's been 2024 there for years now.
I was recently signed up to Patreon and thought no better time than the present to regale you with this tale that's close to my heart, dating back to the late 90s.
Ooh, that was a while ago, eh?
I was a carefree young lass in the fourth grade of my local primary school. I'd been sitting in class on an all-too-hot Sydney summer day when I realised I needed to answer nature's heavier call.
I like that. Yeah, you got a heavier light call.
Yeah. Coming back from the loo, was it heavy or light?
Is it in Chinese? Like it's big water or small water?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's always diarrhea.
It's always diarrhea.
It's always diarrhea. Just,
yeah. Which side of your body is the diarrhea coming out of?
Which side of your front or back water?
Yeah.
It's obviously never solid. We know that. God, imagine. Ugh. So I chose my bathroom buddy, as was customary at the time. And she accompanied me to the lavatory block situated in the middle of the playground. Did your school ever have a separate toilet block?
We did. Primary school in Malaysia. Yeah, disgusting place.
It's a hot country thing, I think. I think the hot poo and wee smell needs to be a separate concrete block.
Very
bunker.
Separate, yeah. Away from everybody.
After our restroom rendezvous, my friend and I slowly headed over to the wash shed, which, as the name would suggest, was a small wooden shed where you could cleanse your hands after such encounters.
Okay, so the sinks were separate from the toilets.
Yeah, I think I remember something like this as well, because like you'd have sinks... Big metal sinks with taps, like outdoor sinks almost, underneath a little cover.
Ah, yes.
Because then you could use the sinks for water as you were playing as well.
Okay.
They were like outdoor sinks en général.
And you can drink from it. It's always gross to drink from... You can't drink from a tap in a room where there's also toilets, even though the water's fine. It's just... It's not, doesn't feel kosher, you know?
You think the poo ghosts have flown up the tap spout?
I mean, the poo particles, if you can smell poo, there's poo in the air. There's literally poo particles in the air, isn't it? If you can smell poo, you better start believing in poo, boy. You're in some. That's what a fart is, you know?
And remember, if you can smell poo, it's in the air. Please keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times. That's true, but I suppose it doesn't matter as much because it would be dead. You always end up starting to think, hang on, am I becoming a medieval person who believes in miasma? Like that's what causes disease, is bad smells.
Right.
I thought that's what the plague was.
Yeah. But if you've got a glass of water within a poo smell, a poo cloud, this poo particle is going to settle on that water and diffuse into it, isn't it?
Like homeopathic poo drinking.
Well, no, it's not homeopathic. It's just sort of osmosis, isn't it? Or convection or whatever.
I suppose. But then, like, the whole world is covered in sort of the poo, ghosts of poo-poo past.
But most of the time you're walking around, if you can't smell it, then the concentration of poo-poo past is very, very low. If you can smell it, then the concentration is very, very high.
Yeah.
And, you know, osmosis is high. Well, it's not osmosis, but high concentrations of particles will move towards areas of low concentration. And so the poo particles in the air will move into the water, won't they? Or maybe because that's between media, it isn't the same.
Yeah, we need to figure this out.
Yeah.
I want a scientist on this stat. Is there poo in the water or not?
I'm going to Google. If I drink water in the bathroom,
is there poo in it?
Poo particles get inside.
This is what the internet was made for.
Okay, people also ask, are there poop particles in the bathroom? What happens if a person drinks toilet water? We're not getting that far. How long do poop particles stay on surfaces? Can poop particles get through clothes?
What's the verdict?
Okay. Yes, toilet spray after you flush includes poop particles. A lot of it is about, like, literally don't drink toilet water, seems to be the conclusion of most of these articles, but that's not what we're asking.
No, I'd like to say that we have that covered, not to boast.
There's an article here I've got open called The Truth About Breathing Poo Particles in Bathrooms. I'm not going to read this. I'm going to say that it's fine. But it still feels bad.
It's fine, but it feels bad, I think, is absolutely right. And I this is what the thing is, that you start Googling it, you start seeing these links pop up, and you think, am I opening the window and beckoning in the vampire of another mental illness or compulsion?
Yes.
Am I sort of saying, oh, I need another thing to be irrationally stressed about here?
Yeah, after a couple of girlfriends, I'm now very stressed about outside clothes being on the bed or under the covers.
This is such a lady thing.
It is, and I have that illness bad.
So outside jeans, you can't sit in jeans on the bed.
Jeans on the bed. I don't really like my backpack in the bedroom anymore because it's been on like the tube and stuff. I don't. Outside clothes under the covers, definitely not. On the duvet, maybe fine, but not under the duvet.
I always wonder what would happen. What's the risk here?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's completely mental. I mean, unless you know, there's an extreme where you have shoes, you know, clothes covered in mud and you get mud.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen though, is it?
Yeah. Well, speaking of mud, Phil.
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry.
So they go to the wash shed, which, as the name would suggest, is a small wooden shed where you could cleanse your hands after such encounters. When entering, I realized I had stepped in dog poo.
Oh, no, the worst thing to step into.
A rarity in the schoolyard. Yes, and dangerous. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
There's a bacteria I think it's a bacteria in dog poo that if kids get on their hands and touch their eyes, it can give them terrible eye problems. It
can they go blind?
I think so, if it's really
bad.
People need to pick up their dog shit, man.
It's disgusting. The area where I live, there's a dog shit fucking epidemic, man.
Here is my authoritarian desire and also dystopian conspiracy prediction.
Yeah.
It's going to be the first... We'll never be able to get a mass DNA database by force, by asking everyone to give us their DNA, right?
Mm.
It'll come in through the back door through testing dog shit.
Testing dog shit?
Because then you know what dog did it.
Oh, I see, I see, I see.
There'll be a DNA database of every dog, and you won't be able to own a dog unless it's all, you know, chipped and blah, blah, blah. And then eventually they'll just be like, well, you know, we did like a 2-minute DNA sample. Like, it's because it's so fast now on this dog shit that's everywhere. And it's your fucking dog. So we know you're not picking up after it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And there's definitely DNA in shit, because this is a fact I learned that I wish I didn't. Part of the reason poo is brown is that there's a lot of dead red blood cells in there.
Yeah, it's all old blood. Yeah, we were talking about old blood going brown.
God damn it, we were. It's not a horrible thing to know.
I'm just going to go shit out all my old blood.
I hate it.
Imagine how
I hate facts.
Imagine how brown Dracula's shit is.
Oh, no.
Every shit is a Guinness shit if you're Dracula.
Oh, crap. FFS.
FFS. That's funny. Just saying
FFS. Oh, FFS. And you have to say with the same intonation as you say for fuck's sake. Oh, FFS.
Yeah. Oh, FS. FFS. Yeah. And then it becomes its own swear word. And like 200 years, some fucking Susie Dent style person is like, it actually stood for fuck's sake.
Yes,
but now
yes.
FFS is the thing we shout when. So, dog poo in the schoolyard. A rarity in the schoolyard, however, it was not uncommon for pets to be seen on the grounds with parents at drop-off or pick-up. Cursing my luck, I found a suitable stick to assist with removal.
Hmm.
But alas, my shoes were new with fresh tread.
New shoes in the dog poos?
And with a dense, deep tread of new shoes.
Oh no, new shoes in the dog poos. New shoes in the poos. No.
There's something really beautiful about that sentence. Alas, my shoes were new with fresh tread.
Yeah, it's lovely. Really
That's
lovely.
Nice.
New with fresh tread.
Mm. And the stick alone was not able to penetrate into the reaches of the deep grooves. I can't remember if it was me or my friend, but one of us had the brilliant idea to head back to the toilet block to pad the stick with toilet paper, cushioning the vessel and allowing for better absorption.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
After 10 or so attempts, the shoe was sparkling clean, with scarcely a smell to be detected.
That's amazing with dog shit. It's impossible to get rid of the smell. Yeah.
Oh, it would be easier to get away with murder than to clean up dog shit. I had some CSI, like we've actually found a speck of dog shit beneath the new house paint. I was so preoccupied with cleaning, I didn't realize the toilet paper atrocity that was left behind.
Oh, yeah. God.
The bin sat behind the wooden slats of the wash shed, and in our haste, my friend and I had merely pushed the feces-smeared paper through the slats with the stick to drop into the waste, wedging 4 to 5 pieces firmly in place several inches above the bin opening. We returned to our 38-degree tin portable classroom to resume our sweaty lesson. Ugh.
Hot country sucks. I hate living in hot country.
The hot country smell of hot, hot poo in a hot, hot room, and the constant nausea of heat.
Oh, the closeness of it all, and the sweat, the constant sweat, just always being in soaking clothes and matted hair. And
maybe if we get so fit and thin and beautiful this year, we'll become hot country people. We'll be like those people who walk around in 7 jumpers because they're so thin and fit and going, oh, God, it's cold. They'll say things like that.
Is that something that happens?
Yeah, apparently.
My girlfriend must have a very high metabolism because she's always cold and in bed, a furnace.
Bizarre.
Just so warm. Just always. She's like a nuclear reactor or something. Just all the time.
She's just Bruce Banner, just right after the radiation exposure.
Fucking doctor. It's like sleeping with Dr. Manhattan. It's crazy. It's, but I'm not like that. I run cold. But
see,
no,
I,
I run hot, which means I easily get hot. That's what that means, right?
I guess so. I mean, I'm always boiling hot.
Oh, yeah, too hot.
At recess, the playground was abuzz with the gossip of who had left the mysterious poo-stained toilet paper that had appeared in the wash shed. Saying nothing, my friend and I headed over to see a large crowd forming around the display. As the day was humid, the odor was strong. And they had time to marinate for half an hour.
No! Yuck! Yes. I hate this.
The spectacle had caught the attention of the teacher on playground duty, who had come covering her nose with a large stick in hand to dismantle and dispose of the horror.
You know, things are bad for playground duty.
It's a bad smell when you see an adult covering their face and going, ooh, then you know it's bad. Then you know it's real. It appeared the consensus from both teacher and crowd was that it must have been a malicious practical joke made with human fecal matter. But who would do such a thing? And how do they manage to carry so many soiled toilet papers from the toilet block? And why? Multiple theories began to emanate from the crowd. As the paper was stuck tight, several different sticks were gathered by the surrounding crowd for the teacher to remove all the paper in a chopstick fashion and then cleanse the slats. the worst dumplings in the world.
The devil's dumplings.
The devil's dumplings.
That's what you call shit in bit of tissue paper. The devil's dumplings.
The devil's dumplings.
Horrible.
The devil's dumplings sounds like one of those like Chinese exploitation stories from like the 20s.
Yeah.
Where it's like this mysterious man with his potions, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Fu Manchu holding out a tray of dim sum. Fu Manchu in the devil's dumplings.
Yeah, a very sexy white lady is sort of entranced.
Yeah, it's just like flowing satin dress. And like her hand over her face. Oh, it's like she's semi-fainting, just looking at him. Oh,
just looking at him. Oh, no. Chopstick fashion and cleanse the slats of the remaining content. Ugh. The job was tedious and unpleasant. The teacher clearly underpaid.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
I'm too old for this shit. It's literally this shit. This shit here that I can smell. Later that day at assembly, the principal pleaded for the assailant to come forward and reveal themselves.
Please. Please, children.
We just need answers from you. Please. That bin. It's precious to us. We just... later that day, at the assembly, the principal pleaded for the assailant to come forward and reveal themselves, offering the possibility of evading punishment should they confess to their deed. Bollocks. That's what I would think.
It would never happen.
Suffice to say, my friend and I remained silent and never spoke of the incident at school again. Yeah, good code of honour. I remained at that school for a further year, where the tale could still be heard of the mysterious poo prankster being spread down to the younger generations frequenting the washet, Koji A.
Excellent. Thanks, A.
This is how legends are begin. Fucking hell.
It's a new year and Pierre's feeling good.
This is how legends are begin.
Pop Fizz Clink. That was your New Year's Eve, Pop Fizz Clink. And now you're saying this is how legends are begin. Well, thank you, A. Congratulations on your legend are beginning. And amazing to have gotten away with Moida. For so long.
Yeah.
To have evaded capture to this very day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sheriff's men.
What's that?
They couldn't get you. Like you're Robin Hood.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a regular Ned Kelly.
Yes, 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 yes.
The famous Australian outlaw who armored himself with like a bucket and just sheet metal.
He built an Iron Man suit to shoot at the police.
It's pretty fucking cool. I mean, it's pretty rad. When you look up pictures, just look up Ned Kelly armor. It's pretty fucking sick, man.
It is crazy.
What's his face? Joker. Australian.
Oh. Chopper Reed.
No, the Australian actor who played the Joker.
Heath Ledger. Oh. Heath Ledger.
He played Ned Kelly in a Ned Kelly movie. I think it wasn't a very good movie.
No, but you know.
But you look fucking sick, man. Ned Kelly armor, yeah, look at that. Fucking crackers.
You should post that with New Year's goals.
Ned Kelly body
goals. Well, now it's time to go to the Australian wash shed of dreams, the Patreon.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes, see patrons there. To all non-patrons, become a patron, but also a crappy poo smear.
Crappy poo smear.
Here's to another magical year of Bud Pod. And yes. You. Much love. Happy New Year, crappy poo smear. See you soon.
Koji.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.